BadgerCast number 10, take 5.
Dear mother, can you hear me whining? It's been 3 weeks since that I have left your home. You're starting to feel as if you're trembling. Forces are choosing, it's now feeling. Welcome to paradise. Fiction. Another election center. The day on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. For such untreason, it's now feeling like my own. And I'm never gonna go back. I jump to the bed sheets and the broken arms. Some call it nice. I wanted to get through a wasteland of mine just on my own. Welcome to paradise.
Safe Music Network. That was The Killer Instinct with Welcome to Paradise.
I don't hear my... Whoa.
And if I would plug you in, you could say, Welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life.
I tried to say that, and then I got my ears blasted.
And
hi,
so
guys.
Did everybody else. I'm Dale. And
I'm Julie.
And this one's kind of a by the seat of your ass show, even though
show before Thanksgiving, so we get something in, so it's not like Christmas the next time I think about this. It's part of, we want to try and get a little more regulated.
Don't you need Benimusel for that?
Maybe at your age, but not at mine.
Oh.
Okay. So, what's been going on this week with you? You got the better news.
Yeah. I wanted to go back with the joke about being regulated, but
no, I don't think so.
Well,
forward.
Here is the big announcement. Ba 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 ba. I got a job.
Yay! And it's close to home. 10
yes.
miles. Woohoo!
Well, 10 to 15, depending on which office.
10 to 15 compared to 36?
No, it was like 45 this way.
Okay. So 90 miles a day versus
30 miles.
Less than 30 a day. Yay.
So that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. I started last Monday.
You did?
And probably got sick on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll get to that in
a
minute.
We'll get to that in a minute. So I'm a business analyst, which means I get to do computer analysis stuff.
Goody for you.
Yay. So I won't get in to bore you with too much of that stuff, because at this point, I'm not exactly sure what that all entails at this particular job.
But you're still doing the getting to know you stuff.
Yeah, still learning. Mm-hmm. So, but that's good news for us, and means we can stay in Badger Land for a very long time.
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to moving, was I?
No.
Nah. Mm-mm. Anything else go on this week for you?
Well, that was enough.
Yeah, well, okay.
As far as just me and that.
Well, you also did something else. Are you forgetting?
Oh, I put up Christmas tree lights.
Yeah, with the help of kids, and you dropped the ladder.
I dropped the ladder. I was on the roof, and the kids were not, thank God. But
yeah, I don't want to go there, please.
Yes. So I got them up, and thank God they're up, because I don't want to deal with them anymore.
No, you just have to replace the 6 burnt-out bulbs.
Yeah, that's a piece of cake.
You think so?
Yeah.
You going to put up a ladder without breaking the lights and without falling?
Where those are,
Oh, no, dear. There is one burnt out one, red one, I might add, at the peak of the roof.
Oh, that one's burnt out too?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, okay. I'll have to get back on the roof, I guess. Let's hope it doesn't snow tomorrow.
I hope not.
Although they're predicting something.
Let's forget about snow. Okay, that brings us to my week.
No, it brings us to Tuesday. Actually, Saturday.
It started Saturday night, and number 2 child, Ben, fell first. Followed by his sister, the number 3 child, on Sunday.
And what we're talking about falling.
We'll get there.
All right.
Followed by dear old dad, Monday. Followed by, I'm thinking it's a tie between mom and number 1 son, Josh.
Yeah, you both went down on Tuesday.
We went down on Tuesday, and it wasn't pretty.
quick.
Well, for the most part, I think quick. The kids, Ben missed one day of school because he started on a Saturday. The other 2 missed 2 days of school. The way the schedule worked, I missed one day of work, but I didn't really feel 100% till like today. So we're talking, I went back to work on Thursday, but I didn't feel good.
What happened?
The gastroenteritis hit, not the flu.
Otherwise known as the stomach flu.
Bad term. Gastroenteritis. Anyway, yeah, it wasn't pretty with all 5 of us being down pretty much within the couple day period.
No, it was. It was the vomitorium in this house. It was pretty bad for a while.
It was. I chose not to think about that anymore.
but we have to let everybody know.
No, they have their own imaginations. they can think of what it was like. But who got the worst of it? Why? I did.
I don't know why you got the worst of it. Perhaps you were the last?
Is that it? Because, the first part wasn't great, but to me, the worst part was the headache and the backache and all those muscle aches and blah, blah, blah. And
I didn't have much of that.
I know, none of you guys did. Only puking. Me. And I tell you, it's the first time Advil hasn't been the cure.
So what'd you do? Take some Vicodin?
I thought about it.
But then you thought about throwing it up then, right?
No.
No?
I figured I was a wimp if I was thinking about taking Vicodin for the aches and pains with the normal virus. So I endured. I was mom. I, hear me, woman, hear me roar, muddled through.
Well, good. Yeah. I didn't feel better until maybe Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I did go to work on Wednesday.
You did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt bad enough after retching my guts out, calling my new boss the second day of work saying,
I know.
Oof. You know how we just kind of teased about me not showing up today?
Hate when that happens. So, yes, we are all now healthy and we're hitting loose tooth period again.
Ah.
So the tooth fairy better beware.
Tooth fairy better open up the
pocketbook? I don't know what's the going rate for tooth these days.
I don't know. I'm hoping for a bailout from the federal government. Hey,
it won't happen.
If the banks can get in line, if the big three automakers can get in line, the tooth fairy can get in line.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Followed by Santa Claus and...
Enough already. So, did you think of a cheesehead spotlight at all?
Heck no.
Okay.
But
what?
I thought we could do a quick movie review because we went out.
We just went to a movie, yes.
Went out on a rare matinee and saw...
Come on, I can't think of the last time I was at a movie theater before today.
With me?
With anybody.
It's been a while.
Way long time.
I know I usually take the kids once or twice a year when you're working. To
usually over the holidays.
Over the holidays or in the summer when the new must-see movie comes out.
Yeah, well.
I think Madagascar 2 is the next must-see movie.
It's out because I've heard it twittered about tonight.
Ah.
Anyway, we went to...
Okay. Before, as long as I'm on Madagascar, too.
Okay.
Why don't you give us a call at 206-202-2008 and tell me what you think about Madagascar 2. Because I haven't looked at any reviews or anything yet, but I'm sure we're going to see it at some point. I guess
we got three kids. We'll see it at some point.
I guess the question is... Is it worth $24, which is a going rate to take the kids to a matinee? Or do I wait and spend my $24 when it comes down to DVD? That's what I really want to know. Do I want to go now, or do I want to wait? So call. I need some ammunition.
I say wait and spend the money on the DVD where you can watch it and pause it and
again
do whatever.
Again and again and again.
Yeah. Just me.
Yeah. Speaking of DVDs, we got Indiana Jones DVD. That was nice. We saw that last night.
We did. It was fun watching these. The kids all stayed up completely through it.
Uh-huh. And I watched it this morning again.
And nobody was squeamish. They're like, actually, with some of the, quote, scarier parts, I remember hearing Miss Olivia say, "Cool! Awesome."
Yeah, Ben liked when the faces melted.
Well, that was cool. That didn't freak me out the first time I saw it how many years ago. It didn't freak me out now. But then I do what I do. So
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the original quick topic of...
We went to a movie.
And we saw...
Twilight.
And Twilight is a...
movie based on a series of books by, I can't think of her name right now. Dale will have to put it in the show notes. They are young adult teen reads, and it's about a teenage girl who meets a vampire who is stuck at the age of 17 for, I don't think they really said how old he was. I don't think so.
In at least 80 years or something like that.
I don't know. Anyway, so it's about her meeting him, boy meets girl, falls for vampire, and
it's
what
a classic blood story, blood love.
Yeah. It was done okay. I think they got...
It was a bit gothy.
Well, it is a vampire movie.
And it's, you know,
kind of dark, you know. But they, I think they got the teenaged
angst
thing down in the movie. I mean, I think they did a really good job at that. Makeup was a little
gothy.
See, I don't think gothy. I think weird, but then when you're thinking vampires, but I don't know, sometimes it seemed a little overdone, too dramatic at times. I don't know.
And not enough at others. Yeah. It wasn't consistent.
It wasn't consistent, no. So, but it was a good movie, and I don't know if I'll read the book. I have not read the book. It's been recommended. But they did leave it open for the sequel for book two. So, and the way they ended that, I think went pretty good. So, what are we doing? A four-star scale?
Okay.
I give it a 3.
Or we could give it a badger scale. 3 badgers?
3 badgers. Okay.
All right, we'll give it a 3 badger.
Onward.
Well, I didn't have a whole lot.
Then I'm holding it up here because I have the What's Julie Reading? I haven't read it yet. I just started. It's J.A. Jantz's new book, The Hand of Evil. It is the third in this particular series, and the first two would have been The Web of Evil and The Edge of Evil, and they are called the Allie Reynolds Mysteries. She has two other mystery series, and I've alluded to them both before because I think I've spotlighted a couple of the books from one. One is the Joanna Brady Mysteries series, and I think there's 12 books in that series so far. The second one is the J.P. Beaumont Mysteries, and I believe there are 18 in that series, and that was the last one I did because I had featured Justice Denied was the latest one in that series. Really good. According to the back of the book, this is their little piece. With his hand trapped in the door of a speeding car, a man is dragged to his death along a deserted Phoenix road. His remains are so gruesome, even the prowling coyotes keep their distance. The killer is long gone, crisscrossing the Southwest on a grisly murder spree. Meanwhile, former newscaster Allie Reynolds receives a mysterious call from an elderly family member requesting a meeting. Before she can understand why, she learns a friend's teenage daughter has disappeared. Her perilous quest to find the girl unveils a deadly ring of horrifying secrets with two indiscriminate killers at the center. ... So, it sounds good. I've enjoyed her books. I hope you guys enjoy it if you've been picking some of the ones I feature.
Okay, I'll put the thing in the show notes.
Okay.
The author and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to...
Input. We actually have input.
Yes, lots of it this time.
Yeah.
Email and voicemail. But we'll start with...
Are we going to start with the email?
We'll start with the email.
Here's the email I got. It's from Tastes Like Burning. It says, "Hey, Dale and Julie. Dale, you are the only person I know who has an innie and an outie, or at least had. That's something you can boast about, but I would leave it off the resume. Julie, number two son? ... You number your children? That's a great idea. More parents should do that. It would be easier to remember which kid they are talking about that way. Fun show, you guys. Keep up the good work. Tim from Tastes Like Burning." Thanks,
Sometimes
Tim.
It's the only way to figure out who they are.
Well, it's not so much as that, but sometimes I don't want to say their names. Sometimes I do want to say their names, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't really need... The name doesn't need to be said.
All right.
Whatever.
And now we got... I think we're on to... Thank you, Tim. And I have to apologize for Tim because he did actually send that before our last show, but I missed it in all of the Viagra ads that go through our spam filter. So anyway, we have a voicemail.
We do. I don't know about this one, do I?
Yes, you do.
I do?
Kind of.
Kind of?
All right. Now, I'm trying this new format here with voicemail, so hold on. Let's see if it works.
Hey, BadgerCast. This is Big C. I was just calling to say how much I enjoyed your show. I'm laughing because of your voicemail message there is quite funny. So, excuse me. And I was also calling to say that you're looking at markets. The Atlanta market is great for nurses. And pretty good, I'm assuming, that philosophy guy there is IT. And it's fairly decent for IT work. And I'm here. And Tim and Annette, for whatever reason, if they listen or if you know them, they live here too. So, but yeah, you know, we'd love to have you come down, cook you some biscuits and possum or something.
Oh.
It'll be the possum cast from now on. So anyway, but yeah, I know how it is to stay close to home, and I hope you do find something where you want to be. So keep up the good shows. I look forward to you putting them out more than once a year. That'd be awesome. Thanks for the show, guys. Bye.
Oh, thanks, Big C.
Thanks, Big C.
We might come down to visit and biscuits and pasta. I'll go for biscuits and gravy. And yes, we know of Tim and Nanette. We spent some time with them when we were at the NME in Vegas this year. And we'll have to work on finding our way down there for a vacation. Sounds good. Who's next?
This one is, if I can get it. This one is from our friend, Barely.
Barely.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Barely. And I just get a kick out of the fact that you were trying to do a, oh, let's something about Wisconsin random facts. And now I've unofficially named it, name this stupid cheesehead or stupid cheesehead thing. Yeah.
It's not Kenosha.
Also, as a former trombone player, I tried to play the sax once. I couldn't really do it because it is completely different. So it's going to be a little bit painful right at the beginning, but once he figures out just kind of how the lips are different versus kind of playing with a reed versus playing with the whatever the thing is for the trombone, it'll take a little bit of time, but he'll get used to it. And then I'm sure he'll do good. Yeah. Trombone was one of the many, 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 many instruments that I've tried to learn to play. I could probably pick it up and do a little bit, but I don't know. It's been well over 20 years since I played the trombone. So anyway, that's it. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Barely.
Bye.
I think you got it mixed up, though, Barely. I have a trombone player and a clarinet player.
So number one son
is on the trombone.
Number two
son is on the clarinet. Number three daughter?
We don't know yet.
We don't know, yeah. But I did hear parent-teacher conferences this past week that they're both doing awesome in band. So whatever they're doing here to my ears at home, it's making its way to a good sound at school.
You know, I think I might bring you home earplugs.
And then I couldn't. Well, pluses and minuses to that. I'll have to think about that. Okay. Any more?
One more voicemail. Bear with me 1 second.
We will.
Go ahead, talk among yourselves.
Yeah, what are we going to do to Dale? Means I got to think of a Christmas present for you too. Anybody have ideas, they can always send them in to me.
206-202-2008.
Got it yet?
Voicemail number 3.
Hey, Julian Dale, it's Manager John calling. I'm just listening to the last couple episodes here. When you were in Vegas, did you get a chance? I don't know if this is, like, I went in November or October, sorry, and I've had the thing we remember the most, I think, is those guys standing around the side of the road with flicking the cards. I don't know if you guys had to deal with that in the middle of the summer, but basically those little cards have, we'll send the, some lady to your room within 20 minutes, and it's basically it's legalized prostitution. And every 5 feet, there was another person flicking these cards in your face. With these, I don't know if you had that during the summer. You didn't mention it, so I'm wondering. Julia, when you mentioned your grandmother passing away, I can definitely relate with that. My grandmother now is, I think she's 93 this year. She's pretty much on her last rope. She doesn't recognize my father anymore. She's at the point where she can't cook her own food, and it's really tough. We're just waiting for the day when we're going to be in the same situation as you. And so I really sympathize with you. I really feel bad. And she's in a better, your grandmother's in a better place as mine will be very soon. And yeah, so be strong. I understand. You mentioned also in the latest podcast, Heather Graham's books, I guess, The Deadly Harvest. And that really sounds good because that's along the same kind of lines of the books that I like to read. So thank you for recommending that. I'm going to go look for that tomorrow since I have the day off tomorrow. And the final point I wanted to mention is music in the home from bands. When I was growing up, I played the tuba. And I now feel so bad for my father because I played it for, almost 4 years, I guess. And it can't have been easy for him. And I sympathize and I feel bad. But, hey, he's still around. He still talks to me. So it can't have been that bad. Anyway, good show. I look forward to your next. Bye.
Well, thanks, Manager John. Three of the things he said. Thank you for the concern and whatever. After hearing about my grandmother, I wish you guys luck and a lot of strength through what you will be going through. It's hard, but like you said, she's in a better place. She's at peace. You had mentioned the cards. My number one pet peeve while we were in Vegas were those guys. Couldn't stand it.
Yeah, it's not even that we were all that upset with, you know, what they were trying to sell.
It's just the annoying sound and flicking it in your face.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know.
Flick, flick.
Yeah. I did my best to ignore it. I know you were more upset about it
than I was. Well, because I'm the girl and they're coming up to the girl. I mean, those couple guys, I mean, right in the middle of my face. It's like I just wanted to just.
Yeah.
Push them. Yeah. But then I don't want to touch them. So.
Yeah. Some of them were kind of creepy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we covered the noise with instruments between Barely and Manager John.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. And they seem to like it. So.
Yeah. More power to them.
All right. Well. As we said, it was going to be a short show.
And it is.
So, a little shorter than normal. So, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can call us like Manager John and Barely and
Big C
at
206-202-2008.
Or you can write us like Tim from Tastes Like Burning at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow me on my blog, which I have
resurrected.
That's no word. I've looked at again, you know? Yeah. Anyway, it's donttickleme.net. And my goal there is to keep up at least monthly between BadgerCast and the blog and Motivated Women.
Okay. And if you'd like to, you know, follow us on Twitter. I'm Philosophy Guy.
And I'm Don't Tickle Me.
Or on Facebook. I'm Philosophy Guy.
And
oh, no, wait a second. We're Dale and
Yeah,
Julia.
I was going to say.
Facebook's different.
Facebook's different. You're confusing me.
Hey, it's
late
been a long
night.
Day.
It has.
All right, we're going to get out of here with a song from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.
So have a good week and enjoy your turkey days, all you Americans. And for those Canadians, you already celebrated.
Yeah, and this is Sunspot with Change the World. So until next time, this is Dale.
And Julie. Good night.
Good night.
It said our world is going to hell and soon we'll all be coming up.